article was written by Anne Marie Slaughter, top globalist, gopher. She's in the gopher class. They rule the world. The shadowy organization is in power, and it's made up of the very, very rich. And this is the Washington Post, Sunday, May 25th, 2008, page BW02. Let me give it to you again, Jim Tucker. Sunday, May 25th, 2008, page BW02. So to be tactical, it was on the second page of one of the sections. And if you scroll down, they just admit how there's a ruling elite of a few thousand people that run everything. And they have the head of the Kissinger Group, who I interviewed a few weeks ago, admitted it here on air. And then in the third to the last paragraph, it says, still, superclass is often thought-provoking. For one thing, it is much about who is not part of the superclass and who is. As I read Rothkopf's Chronicles of the Elite Gatherings, Davos, Bilderberg, the Bohemian Grove, all male, fathers and sons, I was repeatedly struck by the near absence of women. And then it just goes on. But then the New York Times did a Rothkopf article, and so did the Wall Street Journal, admitting more about Bilderberg. I mean, 10 years ago, Jim, they said we were nuts, it didn't exist. 8 years ago, the New York Times said it didn't exist. I was insane. Now, I think this is the first time, because we went to the UT stacks and couldn't find the Washington Post. We did find a few other U.S. papers that had it decades ago, but just to mention, very weird, because I was going to go protest, and I still may, in front of, and make phone calls and things while we're there as part of a film, to the Washington Post and say, why aren't you covering this when you attend every meeting? Jim Tucker.
That sounds like good fun. Now, these stories in Wall Street Journal and New York Times, were they also recent stories?
Yeah, you can LexisNexis it. It was in the last month.
Okay.
Jim, if you want me to find it, I can. I know you're not big on the internet. I can have it sent to you.
Well, at the press building on Monday morning, they have a library thing where I go in and say, any story use the word Bilderberg, and I spell it out for them within the last month.
Okay. Well, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post the last month.
But none of them had anything substantial, right?
No. They just mentioned this is the group, and they run your life, and if you don't like it, they'll send a brainwashed steroid head with a machine gun to shove it down your throat and blow your brains out, basically.
Okay, I'll check those things out Monday morning. And, well, look forward to seeing you following Wednesday.
Yeah, Jim, when are you coming in Wednesday?
Well, I hope to leave Chapel Hill no later than 11 a.m. And it's about a one-hour drive. And, of course, I'll first check into the hotel before going over to the scene of the crime, because we don't know how long we'll be there, and I want to get the pair of socks put away first.
I wonder if in the good old USA I'll be allowed to fly or whether I'll be arrested like I was in Canada.
Well, maybe if you wear dirty shorts and a dirty T-shirt and mess up your hair and don't take a bath, you might not have any problems.
Maybe I'll wear a big diaper. They can change it. Hey, listen, Jim Tucker, AmericanFreePress.net. What's your? Are you going to have any new articles before next week?
Yeah, I'll have something on Bilderberg this next week on what their agenda is going to be, but I don't know what it is yet. Well, we all have an idea from the Trilateral Commission report, because they have a common agenda.
Well, you're absolutely kicking butt, and we love you to death, and we appreciate everything. And I'm glad that the foreign media was wrong and that their ruse failed, and the Bilderberg Group has not gotten away with their disinfo campaign.
Good fun.
Jim Tucker, thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome. Bye.
There he goes. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Tucker, a true character. That guy is a piece of work. Got to be around him in person. That's all I'm going to say. I want to see everybody out there. I want to see everybody out there in Chantilly. There's lots of places to stay. All right, you can stay 20 miles away if you want a $100 room. I mean, that's cheap. A Best Western's like 100 smackers. With roaches the size of alley cats, but I hope to see everybody out there. We need lots of people, lots of roving teams trying to get video, lots of people investigating, lots of decoys. Yes, I need you to be decoys. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government. is known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I really appreciate Chuck Carlson for coming on the show with us today. And he writes for a lot of big publications, and I thought I'd give you a positive view on the economy. We've had a lot of negative views and guests with the economy. And he also looks at foreign stocks and no-load funds and things like that. So I thought we'd get, because he's a respected analyst and guy that breaks all this type stuff down. And you can go to his website, dripinvestor.com. DRIPinvestor.com. We have a link to it up on Infowars.com. Chuck, where do you see our economy going? First off, tell us a little bit about yourself and then where you think the economy is going to be bullish.
Sure. Our firm, Horizon Publishing, publishes investment newsletters. Our flagship publication is a newsletter called Dow Theory Forecast, which has been published continuously since 1946. We also publish a newsletter, as you mentioned, the Drip Investor, which focuses on those stocks that allow any investor to buy shares directly from the company, the first share in every share, so you don't even need a stockbroker to buy the stock directly from them. We also manage money. So we've been at this for a long period of time, and our view on the market is that this is a bull market. We recently had a bullish signal in the market based on a tool we use called the Dow Theory. I think it's interesting that, you know, in the face of $4 or higher oil prices, gasoline prices, the Dow Jones Transportation Average has actually been moving to around its highest level ever. And history has shown that the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Dow Jones Transportation Average and the movement to those averages generally portend future economic growth, say, 6 to 9 months down the road. And the fact we're in a bull market, the fact that the Dow Industrials and the transports have continued to do well here, or reasonably well, indicates to us that perhaps the economy is not as weak as most people think, and that in fact, 6 months from now, we'll start to see some significant improvement in the economy.
And you think the dollar is going to strengthen?
I do. I think that, you know, and one reason I base that on, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been in this business for over 25 years, and I generally get very, very nervous when I see such a strong consensus opinion one way on a topic, and it's tough to find anybody out there that believes the dollar is going to strengthen. And when you have that type of just overwhelming consensus, generally the consensus opinion proves wrong. I'm not saying it's going to skyrocket from here, but I wouldn't be surprised at all that if the dollar is stronger by the end of the year than where it is today.
So you think this is a buying opportunity?
We do. We think it is a buying opportunity. If investors out there have been a little bashful about putting money into the market, we think there's opportunities out there, and I think that those will be rewarded over the next 12 to 18 months.
And you're the editor over at DrippinInvestor.com. But again, there's so many different schools of economic thought, so many different views that we get, and you're right. The majority of people are saying it looks like several more years of a recession, maybe a lot of depression talk. I certainly hope that's not the case. But if you have low interest rates that devalue the dollar, if you have out-of-control spending that creates incredible debt, which foreign investors see as a weakening dollar, and you have this global commodities inflation going on because of speculation, because people are looking for places to dump their dollars. I mean, A, do you agree with what I just said, just on basic facts? And then B, to me, that all points towards a weakening dollar. I mean, I see the point of where are foreigners going to go with their dollars, trillions and trillions of them. You know, there's really nowhere to run, nowhere to go. So that's one reason the dollar may kind of just sit where it is now, but it's already been devalued. I mean, that's a lot of just basic thoughts there, your take on it.
Well, I think one of the things that generally when people kind of think about the stock market and they think about the economy, they're thinking about what's going on in today and extrapolating today's issues, today's problems into the future. The stock market has already taken account of all that and is already looking forward, and it's always a huge mistake, and it's made every day in the media of people applying the bad news of today in terms of how the market should be. And in fact, again, the market's forward looking. So I don't get too, I should say, nervous when I'm looking around today and seeing things that don't seem to add up or some problems in the market.
Well, I agree with you. I don't look at what's happening day to day. I look at the long term.
And I think that, you know, those, when you look at that point, I mean, there's been, you know, a lot of the problems people bring up have been around for a while. Now, the one issue that you did bring up that is something that bears watching, and yeah, could be a problem, but I think that it won't be, is the notion of, yes, we've had certainly a rise in inflation, and is that going to continue? I think, again, the strength in the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Dow Jones Transportation Average and the Dow Theory, a tool we use showing a bull market, is indicating to us that inflation is not going to get out of hand, that it is not going to short-circuit the economy and short-circuit the stock market.
Do you agree with the Fed that it's like 3%?
No, the Fed's done lower in rates, and the next direction.
No. I mean, do you agree with the Fed that inflation's less than 5%?
I do. We can get into that argument about, you know, when you're looking at prices and things like that. I mean, obviously, it's if we've got a permanent situation of $4 gasoline and, you know, agricultural prices where they are, and that's a permanent state, no, inflation's going to turn out to be much higher than that. I don't think that's going to be the case.
So, I mean, give us your time frame then, forecasting this. What do you, on the positive side, see happening versus the negative?
I think in the next 6 months you're going to see this discernible evidence of an improvement in the economy. You're going to see corporate profits improving, and in fact, you know, corporate profits have really not been as bad as people thought. The biggest problem in corporate profitability has been focused in the financial services area. When you look outside of that, profits have actually hung in there pretty well, and I think that's going to continue to be the case. So I think you'll start to see some relaxation in some of these commodity prices again within the next 6 months. I think by the end of 6 months, people are going to be pleasantly surprised by what they're seeing in the economy and what they're seeing in some of the commodity pricing.
And what do you think the main contributing factor is to $4 a gallon gas, $135 a barrel oil.
Well, there's a lot of people smarter than I that have looked at that. I think that, you know, you've had this continuation in strong global economic demand in emerging countries using more, we're using more, et cetera. But I think at some point that is going to be demand is going to be sated to some extent. And I think that there's also been speculation that has driven up these prices on a short-term basis, too.
Well, the Saudis are saying they're going to have a small increase in production, thank God. But, I mean, if our government won't let us get into Anwar and other places, what do they expect? But, I mean, the media seems to never want to talk about the main reason, according to all the indexes I've seen, about 70% of the oil increase in the last 5 years has been dollar devaluation. Now, John Stossel has admitted that on ABC. That's about it. Do you have any comments on the fact that it's dollar denominated, and so that's why the main reason we're paying so much more?
Well, there's an element to that, but I don't think you can dispute, and I think it's one of the reasons why, you know, again, you see in the face of high prices in energy that you've got such an economically sensitive indicator as the Dow Jones Transportation Average trending around all-time highs. I mean, there is a demand component to this that has driven, an economic growth, not just in the U.S., but especially globally, that has driven demand, that has driven, you know, demand for that, and therefore prices up. But, yeah, the dollar is tied in with that as well. I don't think you can point to any one indicator.
But it all contributes. But why won't the media ever talk about the dollar devaluation, dollar-denominated oil on the OPEC exchange, and then on the Chicago Mercantile and all of it. I mean, how, and the stock markets and the rest of it. I mean, it's the dollar. How much of dollar devaluation has kept the stock market up? Because now it takes more of those dollars to buy those same stocks.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not sure the devaluation of the dollar is responsible for keeping the stock market up.
That's not even. You don't think that feeds into it at all?
Well, it's one piece of it, but I mean, at the end of the day, there are three things that drive stock prices. It's corporate profits, it's interest rates, and it's inflation. Ultimately, those are the major engines of stock market performance, of sustained stock market performance. And if you have problems in those engines, that's when the market falters. Now, you know, a strong dollar, how does that play into interest rates and things like that? But at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of noise out there, but if you want to focus on the things that are going to drive stock prices ultimately, it's corporate profits, it's interest rates, and inflation. And if you have two out of those three things on the negative side, it's very difficult for the market to sustain much on the upside.
So you're specifically looking at corporate profits in the economy. Do you see a separation, though, between the blue collar and working class, which every indicator shows are in deep trouble and sinking fast, compared to these international corporations? I mean, I don't see their bottom line necessarily equating to milk and honey for the general public.
Well, the stock market is really a market of small stocks with a few larger companies sprinkled in. When you look at us, for example, we follow 5,000 stocks in our market system. Probably 8 to 9 out of every 10 companies are small companies. I mean, you know, people like to focus on the 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average or the 500 stocks in the S&P 500. Those big mammoth companies, but the fact of the matter is the stock market consists of small companies.
You're right. So looking at all the indexes, as you do, as a very well-known and respected analyst, is the market down, up? I mean, where is it really? Because we know just looking at the 30 stocks is kind of skewed.
Well, I think the market has performed pretty admirably since 2003. I mean, we had a little bit of a dip here from August into March of this year, but you know, you go back to 2003, it has been a decent market, even tracking by the large companies. But
so you judge the economy by the market itself, just by the stocks?
I think, yeah, it is, in my experience, and that goes back more than a quarter century, it is the best, single best indicator for future economic activity, in my opinion.
Okay. Can you stay with us on the other side for 5 more minutes and tell us what stocks and what sectors you think are going to be big?
Sure.
Okay, great. We're going to be back in 3 minutes with our guest. It's BritInvestor.com, and he's Chuck B. Carlson. He's the CFA editor. We're getting his view on things, and he's made some good predictions in the past. I mean, I hope guys like this are right, but the head of the New York Business School and Joseph Stiglitz and all these other people we've had on, they say, get ready for Armageddon, financial Armageddon. I hope they're wrong.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play. It was an inside.
Chuck Carlson, DripInvestor.com. Where do you see them as I'm analyzing the market? How long do you think this commodities bubble is going to continue to expand?
Probably for maybe, well, it depends. If you're talking about energy prices, specifically that commodity, you've probably got a little more ways to go there. I'd say maybe the next, once we get through the summer.
But it only goes up and up year after year, and then it'll, you know, get, go spike in the summer, go down a little, but then spike to all-time highs the next summer. You look at the graph, it's going straight up.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm not a believer that it is going to continue to go straight up, and I think it'll spike through the summer, and I think it'll come down. And I think those will be the highs we'll see probably.
Oh, really? Where do you see oil per gallon settling out at?
Probably. I don't think it's going to be significantly higher than it is here. Maybe 140, maybe 145 where it peaks. I think the more likely commodity to come down in the short run, I think some of the agricultural commodities, and you're starting to see them weaken already, and I think you'll start to see those commodity prices come down.
Well, I agree. Most of it's been speculation, not food shortages.
Right.
How does that happen?
Well, again, at the end of the day, those prices are driven by supply and demand, and if there's a huge amount of speculation where you have people demand, it's the same thing when you have think of it in individual stocks, like in the internet stocks, when they were just soaring without really back in 1999 and 2000 without any revenues and profits, but you had a lot of investors that were chasing momentum and chasing demand.
Well, it's like a 25-cent beanie baby going for $500.
Exactly. I mean, it doesn't really make any sense, but when you're in that bubble and you've got a lot of people chasing it, those prices are going to continue to go higher.
Giant Las Vegas in the sky. What stocks do you see as being proven continual winners? What do you see as good areas to be in?
Well, we actually like some technology issues. One in particular is a company called Qualcomm, which our clients do own. Qualcomm is in the telecom area. They're creating third-generation infrastructure equipment for wireless systems. One thing, too, I'll just point out, and as it relates to our newsletter, Drip Investor, Qualcomm is a company where anybody listening to my voice right now can buy the stock directly from the company, the first share and every share, and the minimum initial investment, I believe, in Qualcomm is just $1,000. So, I mean, anybody can get started owning a stock like Qualcomm. You don't need to
That's right. That's your specialty, is teaching folks how to get rid of these brokers.
Well, I don't know about getting rid of the brokers, but certainly doing it themselves in dollar amounts that make sense for their pocketbook. I mean, there's a huge number of people out there that would like to get in the game, but they feel that they can't because they don't have $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000. You don't need that to buy good quality stocks. I mean, in our latest newsletter.
Okay, but what are continuals? Tech technology. Do you like Google?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a pretty good stock, actually.
You think it's going to keep going up? Or just...
I do. I do. Again, nothing goes up in a straight line.
What about Yahoo? What about Yahoo?
I'm not as optimistic about that.
So you think the way it's been going up isn't going to continue? That's just speculation on Microsoft?
I would avoid that stock regardless. I don't know if the deal is going to get done there or not, but it's not one we like.
Okay. What else do you like in energy?
Well, in energy, we like the drillers more than anything. A company like Transocean, which is the world's largest offshore drilling company, I think that even if you have oil prices recede from these levels, there's still a huge impetus for the oil companies to continue to explore, even if even if we're at $100 oil, it still makes sense. So I think the drillers are the best way to go there, and one that we like and own is Transocean.
What about medium-sized companies like Marathon?
It's okay. That hasn't necessarily been the greatest company in that space. I guess if you're looking at the major producers, we tend to think that Chevron is probably the best play, followed by Exxon. If you're looking at the oil producer, the major...
I just brought up Marathon because they're all over Texas, and they're one of the few companies actually building a refinery.
Well, there's nothing wrong with them, and I know Marathon has been kicked around from time to time as a potential takeover stock in that group. It's not a bad company. It's just not our favorite among our favorites.
Oh, no, I know that's a small one. I was just curious. I'm surprised you even know about it. Well, what else is good out there? Defense? Not good?
Well, we still like the defense stocks. We still recommend Lockheed Martin and General Dynamics. We think that earnings for those companies are still going to continue to be pretty strong, and I think that the stocks will hold up.
What about gold stocks, gold mining stocks?
We're not buyers of those stocks. The one commodities... the metal stock that we do have is Freeport-McMoRan. It's primarily copper with some gold, and that's the one stock we do like in that group. They're the low-cost producer.
Well, they're right out of Texas.
Yeah, well, that's our favorite in the group.
Yeah. Okay, well, very interesting. Thank you for popping in with us, Charles Carlson, DripInvestor.com. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you.
There he goes. We'll be right back with a huge news blitz. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side. A young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastard's hung.
What I do is I circle guests out of news articles and give them to Trey.
But I am still alive.
And for some reason, I circled that guy's name like a month ago, and then I couldn't find the original article, and I couldn't remember why I wanted him on. So we just basically got his line on everything. But, unfortunately, I think that guy is wrong in many, many ways. I don't disagree with him about if you're going to be invested in stocks, defense, which is really war, extermination op, invest in the death machine, or you can invest, because it isn't defense when they're striking countries first, is it? Best defense is good offense. Yeah, but you're a slave, too. You understand, you're not part of the power structure. All right, I got a big news blitz coming up for the rest of the show, for the next 25 minutes or so, then we'll wrap up this transmission. The money bomb's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. We can do so much if you will support us in the money bomb. I am maxed out with bandwidth and paying for things and going to Bilderberg and paying for camera guys and cameras and everything else we do. We need more capital, so I ask listeners, buy the books and videos at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can go to prisonplanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership there. All of that makes what we do possible. And no, I didn't come up with the idea for a money bomb, but I'm not going to sit around and have one be a failure, I'll tell you that. And then some people got mad that I'm having one, like I'm the government taking people's money. I mean, who cares? We're having a money bomb. If people want to give, they give. If they don't, they don't. So now I'm all behind it, and I'm asking everybody that's pledged, or everybody who hadn't pledged, to go pledge. To give $10, $100, I don't care, because I need ammo for my info weapon. I mean, I want to spray the enemy up one side and down the other. I mean, I'm basically not out of ammo here. I'm running a bunch of weapons here in the info war, blowing the daylights out of the enemy. But I want to get bigger guns, badder guns, bigger weapons in the info war. And you can be assured here that the ammo you buy us in the info war will be slapped into the howitzer and immediately fired right on top of the enemy. I mean, it won't even be in the case long. It'll be dropped into my magazine. It'll be fired out with vicious precision right at the enemies, splatter upside their head and rain shrapnel down around their minions. We are discrediting them. We are exposing them. We're ripping away all their veils. We are smashing them into heaps of wreckage. And, the New World Order is in deep trouble, folks. They're having to admit things. They're falling apart. Their system's in trouble. Their system of lies, their credibility is falling apart. But it's only the beginning. We've got to go a lot further. We've drawn blood. They've been attacking us. We finally fought back, and they've stumbled. And we've realized we can actually fight back. We've got the initiative. We've got the moral high ground. Infowars.com. Go there. Link through to the money bomb. You'll be able to go to our system and do it with a credit card, PayPal, or call, starting really Friday night into Saturday morning, Saturday day. And then Saturday, 8 to midnight, I'm coming in here to do a Internet-only show. So I don't want to shove around a bunch of shows that are on Saturday night on Genesis. So 8 to midnight, 4 hours, we're going to have Jack McClam on. We're going to have G. Edward Griffin pop in. A bunch of other surprise guests are going to be popping in for little 10-15-minute mini-interviews and your phone calls. So it won't be just about the money bomb. It'll be about a bunch of issues. So we can announce at midnight Central Standard Time how much the money bomb has brought in. So that is coming up Saturday into Sunday morning. Because obviously I'll go a little bit over past midnight. But I'll be live 8 p.m. Central Time and back Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. that will be on the stations. Okay, I'm going to plug some sponsors. The outside money bomb, that's how we fund this operation. So please think about them. Please support them. They make this show possible. One of them is Interfood, and it really is the best green food I've ever found. If you go to Infowars.com, there's a big banner to InterHealth Botanicals with all their great line of products. They're also friends with George Humphrey and Patriots. I didn't used to hardly take sponsors. I didn't even have a sales guy. Something fell in my lap, and I liked the sponsor. I'd take it, and then I hired more people and had to actually make payroll. So I thought, I better get some sponsors. That made all the other hosts mad, but they can go to Hades if they don't like it. I used to just be like a jellyfish, only fighting the New World Order. But side issue, I call them up, and they go, oh, we tried to get a hold of you. This is now 4 years ago. We want you to be a sponsor. So that was nice. And they're just wonderful, wonderful people. And the green food is the best I've found out there. 20 superfoods, dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, over 20 power-packed ingredients, 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or interfood.com. Great product, very affordable, and a sponsor, and supports us. And you can get 10% off when you call. Tell them Alex Jones sent you, or by linking through at that banner at Infowars.com. 1-866-762-9238. Another fabulous sponsor who I bought food from about 8 years ago. It's still good, but I only bought like a half year then. Then about 5 years ago, I bought more. Then about 2 years ago, I bought more. Then about 6 months ago, I bought more. And then I gave some of the food to family. And so I got like a 2-year supply for 3 people. And I guess I better get it for a 4th now in the family. And it's not that I'm living in fear. It's not that I think the world's about to end. But if there is a depression, or there is food riots, or there is a bird flu outbreak, I can go hunker down out in a, out in a tent or out in a field or out in a. I need to get an old. I don't have time to go buy one, an old RV. But I want one of those huge ones. I want a little one, just in case. That's a smart thing to do. EFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Great folks. And then there's Aloes. That's just one of hundreds of products, but I know the Aloes is good. I know their Super Beta Prostate is good because these are formulas. That's everything that New Vitality sells is well-known, documented herbs and vitamins that have been documented, in some cases for thousands of years, to have these nutritive and great health effects. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056, or a giant banner up on Infowars.com that you cannot miss. Big sponsor. We appreciate them. Okay. That done, I just want to also thank all our AM&FM affiliates and ask listeners to remember, whether it's KCXL or WBCR or KCAA or so many other. We've got almost 70 affiliates. I know they just got three more in the last week. Now, probably half our affiliates, though, carry us at night or rebroadcast or on the weekend. Probably got only 35 stations that carry us live during the show, but that's a lot. And then internet, shortwave, satellite. But still, some of these are in big cities, like San Diego into L.A., like Kansas City, like Buffalo, like Austin, Texas, like Chicago. We're on two stations that go into Chicago. And I'm just very, very thankful to those AM&FM affiliates. Be sure and thank all their sponsors. If you're a local business, be sure and sponsor the show and spread the word that you listen, because these are mom-and-pop stations that have gone to great risk and great hurdles and a lot of things to let me come on air and babble and try to get the truth out to people. And I'm not perfect. I'm silly and ignorant, but I got guts, and guts is enough, and so do they. And so be sure and support them as well. Okay, super news blitz, and that means I have to, some of this I'm recapping, most of this I haven't gotten to, but the stacks are so big today and yesterday that I haven't gotten to. I'm just going to read you the headlines. Political punch, power pop, and probings from ABC News senior national correspondent. And this gets into McClellan on Bush's version of the truth, from cocaine to the destruction of partisan warfare. I know people that have seen Bush do cocaine, and it is deadly. I put my life in my hands, I mean, in peril to even talk about it. But everybody knows in Austin. You talk to entertainers, other people. I mean, believe me, Bush didn't stop doing cocaine. I don't know anybody that knew him doing it before he was governor, because he did cool down a little bit after that. But it isn't. He didn't stop drinking and doing cocaine 20 years ago like he says he did. And it just shows he's just total scum. I mean, how does he run around doubling when he's been in office the drug war? Doubling it while he's been in office 7 years. And then the son of the fake cowboy, SWAT teams and all this stuff. I'm just sick of it. Just amazing. McClellan's saying he didn't know about all this. Sure he didn't. He's saying this now because they realize the crimes that have been committed, and these guys are trying to claim that they weren't part of it. That's a good sign. Because McClellan's got to know it's dangerous. The guy that, you know, brought Charlie Manson to trial, famous prosecutor, saying Bush is a murderer and should go to prison, he admitted his life's in danger. I mean, it's dangerous to go up against these mafia dons. And you're a new listener. I'm not a liberal. Bush is a whore. The New World Order runs nothing. Clinton, Hillary, Obama, McCain, they're all slime. I was listening to Sean Hannity driving home yesterday. It was total false reality. I am so blessed that I'm not fake. I am so blessed I don't have to think about what I'm about to say because I know what I'm going to say. That I don't have to sit there and make up and pose as a conservative and pose like I'm saving the country. And he was talking about how the conservative movement's been taken over and how we've got to get it back and get back to conservatism and how George Bush is good. You guys are a bunch of New World Order, gun-grabbing, open-border promoting. That's the thing. This government is illegitimate. Democrat, Republican, state, local. The government lies. They cheat. They steal. They've been caught doing it millions of times. They're totally bankrupt. They're out of control. And I say you're illegitimate. And history shows that. And when you violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution, that makes you enemies. It makes you seditious. You understand? Cops didn't used to come up to you and tell you you couldn't stand on the street corner with a sign. That's un-American. I don't care what you say to me. I don't care what bull you've been fed. I know you're wrong. Oh, like I said, I saw five videos last night. Wasn't even looking for them. I was on Jack McClam's site and clicked on one. And then it took me to YouTube, and I saw like four more on the side, and I went to those, and it was cops just pulling up, and somebody was Ron Paul sound on the street corner going, you can't do that. And you get, the guy's like, but I have a First Amendment. No, you don't. You got a First Amendment to talk in your house, but not here. Just like you got a Second Amendment right to have a gun in your house, but I see you with a gun out here on the street. You're not allowed to have one in public. By the way, I looked up Wisconsin law. You are. He said, I'll arrest you. He goes, I'm allowed to have a gun out here. You piece of trash. You un-American cancer cell. Oh, I'm sick. It's land of the free, home of the brave, folks. They're taking our basic conventions, our basic canons. This is bedrock, these bastards attack. And then they say we're bad? They take kids to jail, straight-A students, the first time they lay their head down in class? You're sick freaks. And this religion of kissing government's butt and making excuses for it. Memo to corporate media, anyone can fake and dress up as an Arab terrorist and fake an Al-Qaeda tape. Great story about how they're putting out more fake videos and how the others are admitted to be fake. And how the media's put out stuff they admit has been fake later. And then you got all these ADL top guys and CIA people caught putting them out. I mean, you understand they've been caught red-handed. Just like they've been caught running Al-Qaeda attacks on Iran. And then saying Iran's Al-Qaeda. An incredible story from The Smoking Gun about cops go after somebody for statutory rape. He's 17, she's 15. They take a video of her having sex with him and show it at the jail, make fun of her, laugh at her. It's all admitted here. And then don't even charge the guy with statutory rape. I love how they charge 17, 18-year-old men with statutory rape with their 15-year-old girlfriends when every one of these cops, I mean, I bet 80% of them were 18 and had 16-year-old girlfriends. I mean, how many of you out there, cops, were 18 and had a 16-year-old girlfriend? How many people had that? I mean, I had a girlfriend when I was 14 who was 13, and then I was 18 and she was 17. Statutory rape. Meanwhile, here's an example. I could list thousands of these. The Texas Youth Commission, it came out. The Texas Ranger said, who actually are pretty good guys, because it's so elite that, you know, they tend to keep corruption out of it. They reported that they were having, you know, where they had thousands of people 10 to age 13 at this one facility, but it was hundreds of examples, and they would have all these cars coming in paying to come have sex with the children. And no one went to jail for that? They fired a couple thousand? The government is just infested with scum. And they were told to shut up. The Texas Rangers had to leak that. So, see, it's Russian roulette. Every time I see a cop car, I think, is that a pedophile? Is that a criminal? Is that a nut? Or is it a normal guy? And maybe only 20% of the time is it a nut, but that's dangerous, folks. I'm threatened by you. The police are everywhere. It's like roaches coming out from under a sink. And the economy's falling apart and you're writing more and more tickets. I mean, just leave us alone. You won't arrest illegal aliens. A man's irregular heartbeat returns to normal after a taser zap. Science News. They're basically reporting how wonderful they are for your heart now. I mean, this, you can't make this stuff up. CIA Hayden proffers nonsense that Al-Qaeda is about to hit again as soon as there's a new president to, quote, test our resolve. Empowering the neocons, empowering warmongers. Yeah, Al-Qaeda sure helps out, don't they? Spooks promise terror attack for new president. Huge article up on PrisonPlanet.com. ABC News website tells kids they should die. By the way, they took this down. The mainstream news reported on this. This is news.com.au, big national Australian news, reporting on ABC News. And we got screenshots of it. They since took it down, and it showed humans basically being killed, pools of blood. It said that we all have to die. We have to kill babies. Showed us like animals as pigs being slaughtered. I mean, this is a sick anti-human freak show, and they're passing taxes in the U.S. right now to regulate your, quote, carbon. That's making you the enemy, making what you exhale bad. I mean, this is to make us all prisoners. You can't make this up. The site's been taken down. Thank God Kurt Nimmo cashed it. Just type in ABC website tells kids when they should die. And if you type it in, we typed in our data and did a screenshot. At 1 year, 4 months, it says you're only allowed to live that long. You must be killed for your carbon print. And weird things like cages and blood and dead pigs. I mean, I can't. It's all over. These people are going to kill us. They're already poisoning us in the water. Don't you understand, you dumb cops? Eugenicists are in control. They're using you. You're going to be used for all this, you idiots. I'm just sick of evil winning. Government green lights, Gulf dollar abandonment. I got 5 minutes on the other side. I'm going to cover as much as I can. As much as I can on the other side. Stay with me. Infowars.com, InfowarsMoneyBomb.com. Go pledge right now for the Money Bomb. Make all the neocons, government agents, scumbags, fake patriots, jealous. Fund our engine 100%. We'll go directly into upping to the next level of the game. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at ANU.org.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a 2-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
I hurt myself today.
I hurt myself.
As much as we love cash, we gotta cut him off.
To see if I still feel.
I focus on the pain.
I focus on the pain. The only thing.
Remember when I was a little kid, my dad told me I could turn pain off, and I learned how.
The needle.
But now when I can burn myself or something, I can totally turn it off. It's like, you know, barbecue and burn my hand real bad. I could just totally ignore it. It's so strange how the brain works.
all the way, but I remember everything.
Government green lights, Gulf dollar abandonment. Yeah, what you can't turn off is a migraine. Oh, I have those about once a year. Good Lord. I just can't stop babbling. Government green lights, Gulf dollar abandonment. A report from Merrill Lynch & Co. has revealed that the government has effectively given Gulf Arab oil producers the go-ahead to change the dollar-pegged foreign exchange policies, a move some experts fear will lead to a large-scale abandonment of the greenback. And that's by Steve Watson, Infowars.net, with a link to Reuters. I mean, that's why you had that analyst earlier telling you everything's wonderful. I mean, I don't buy that for a minute, ladies and gentlemen, but I thought we'd have a minority view on it. This may spur a similar move by the Saudis sometime next year. So there's that. San Antonio cops force blood test on drivers. Covered that earlier. Camp Memoirs, Obama and Reagan's by Joseph Cannon in the Cannon Report. And he lists to when Reagan said he rescued people from a camp, and there's video of that film. Total lie. Obama's running around saying that his uncle and his grandfather did it. Turns out total lies. Hillary's lying about being a hero. They all lie. Let me give you a news flash here. That's what I'm saying. We're in trouble. Fox News is saying that former President Carter finally telling the truth and freaking people out is a traitor and treasonous for saying what anyone who has half a brain, Israel, admits. They've got hundreds and hundreds of nukes and nuclear submarines and bombers and cruise missiles. And Carter said it's ridiculous to attack Iran when they have no nuke, but Israel can have nukes. And Fox News just freaks out and calls him a traitor. And I guess their idiot audience didn't know that. North American Parliament has met at Integration Forum. Steve Watson, an article on this. And they've already got their North American Union parliamentary meeting going. But they say, oh, it's a mock meeting about integration in North American. While they're at the North American Union integration meeting, they then had a sub-mock government meeting where they had votes and things. It's real, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, they deny any of it exists. Homeland Security agents reveal illegal shotgunning practice. The term they use with local police around here and other areas is they call it, what's that term? Oh, man, I mentioned it earlier, and I forget the exact term. It'll pop in my head in a minute. There's these focus patrols, and they randomly pull you over. They have different names for it, but you'll just see roving groups of a lot of cops, and then they'll just randomly pull you over and say, you were speeding, but usually they'll be somewhat moral and say, all right, I'll give you a warning. Oh, we're out of time. Oh, my goodness. Florida County allows teachers to read students' text messages. European Parliament to ban Eurosceptic groups won't be allowed, and government criticize the government. Total tyranny. They admit that it'll make the parliamentary president a dictator. Even government ministers aren't going to be allowed to speak out. Some U.S. farmers outsource to Mexico. Buy a car, get a free gun. The media's freaking out about that. That's better than some junky TV set. Six-year-old sexually abused by U.N. peacekeepers on the Telegraph. I'm out of time. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And we are going to rebroadcast at InfoWars.com right now. We had the Flowbots, huge, number one song, anti-New World Order. They were on right now, restarting InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.